Adam White and Scott Gullen with you. We're also joined by Jed Adcock, the forwards coach of the Lions, because they're involved in Thursday night footy tonight at the MCG. It's the top of the table clash between the Lions and the Demons. We've got the Melbourne perspective, now the Brisbane perspective. Good morning, Jed.
Morning. How are we?
Going well, thank you. What are you doing today as an assistant coach? Is all the work done, or is there still some to go? How does the day unfold for you?
No, we do absolutely nothing today. No, it's a long day. It's a long day when you're playing, and it's an even longer day when you're not playing. So we won't be doing anything today. We'll probably catch up with some friends if you've got any friends down in Melbourne or in Victoria, and it'd be laying pretty low.
Is that we've talked to assistant coaches before on game day about that whole thing about not wanting to fiddle with things that you've done all week. You've had your chats to the players that you don't want to sort of complicate or overload them with information so close to the game?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you try and get as much work done as possible before this point. The players, come game day, you want to let them go and do their own thing, and they've all got their different routines or how they like to prep for a game, whether that be game day or even the night before the game. Or even when you get to the ground, they all have their little quirks that they like to do. So you pretty much wipe your hands clean from this point on and let them go and do their thing.
Go and play golf today, Jed.
Oh, we actually could. We are across the road from Albert Park Golf Course.
Well, you don't want to play
there. You sort of
just head down the road. Sort
that's
of,
where we're staying at the moment. Yeah.
Jed, we were talking to Troy Chaplin about we don't like seeing HS protocols, but Zach yep. Bailey, he was pretty happy to read that. I can imagine you weren't when you got that phone call.
Nah, we found out. When did we find out? Yeah, maybe last night or something. So, no, a bit earlier than that. It's not ideal, the world we live in now. So we've been pretty lucky for most of the season, really. I think we've had a couple. We had most of our guys or our club get hit at the start of pre-season. But, yeah, it is. It's one of those ones that will pop up from time and time again. So rather it now than hopefully in September, that's for sure.
You've played with, obviously, some of the greats of the game. We're watching Zach Bailey just become this, I don't know what sort of play he's going to end up, but how good is this kid and what do you think he will become?
What he will become is probably up to him.
Yeah.
He's understanding the game more and more each year, understanding how hard you've got to work on and off the field. And in your first year or two, you can get by with talent, and you've seen the talent that he has. And now as he's been able to, mature a little bit more, understand himself and understand the game and what works for him and how hard he's got to work off field, you're really starting to see the fruits of consistent footy week in, week out. And he's a pleasure to coach, and he's a absolute joy to watch. And when he gets going, he's pretty hard to stop, that's for sure.
How do you see your forward line setting up tonight? It's Joe's second game back, and he looked really good in his first game back, I must confess. Yeah. But it's a bit of a shuffle because you go from being a smaller forward line to a taller forward line. McStay's down there as well. You've got so much artillery, but it has sort of chopped and changed a little bit throughout the course of the season because of personnel unavailabilities.
But this year it has for sure. Last year, I think the boys, as in the three talls, Joe, Eric and Dan, I think they played roughly 10 games together. And in that 10-game stretch, it was a really nice stretch that we had last year. So they're all, in a way, trying to find their feet again and get back to playing their best footy and at the same time trying to understand how each of them fit into the puzzle. But I think, we play a system that's been playing together long enough that they come in and play the role, and that role might change from game to game, or it might change from minute to minute at the same time. So, but they're mature enough now. They've played enough footy. They're all over, well over 100 games, 150 games. So they should be able to find their feet quite comfortably. And the way we play is, I think, suits against the Melbourne defence, even though they're such a strong defence as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How have the boys come back after their break? Because they did look a bit tired going into that and during that St Kilda game. We speak to Jared Lyons on the program a bit, and he talked about how the guys were getting a bit tired. Has the freshen up come at the right time?
I think so, yeah. It's fair to say. We had a tough six-week block. We four times out of the six, and I think we finished with 4-2 in that six-week block, which was just actually not a bad not a bad little turnaround. But it always does. I mean, can you ever time your break perfectly? Probably not. But I mean, it probably came at nearly the most ideal time. 1v2, we both coming off a break. So, you know, you'd think both teams should be fresh and preparing to go for Thursday night footy.
With the MCG factor, is Fags one of those coaches who, you know, the stats say you haven't won there for 9 goes? Does he build it up and say, let's break this, or is it, let's not even talk about it?
We've tried not to focus on it much at all this time. We have in the past, because Fags or the club has always been one about getting the hoodoos, and clearly the MCG is one of them. But, you know, it's probably bigger than that now, this game. It's more about playing Melbourne, MCG, Thursday night footy. You know, we play them again round 23 later in the year, but 1v2, and it's more about just going up against the best and being able to test where you are. And it's more that, I think. We've got Harris Andrews, 150th, who's, you know, been such an important player and person for this club for the last 8 years. We've got a debutant come in playing his first game. So I think there's more to it than the MCG being able to break that hoodoo. But we also understand that you've got to win at the MCG. You can't win the whole thing and not win at the MCG. So that's also, I'm sure, on the back of the guys' minds as well.
Yeah, it's a big night. We're really looking forward to it. For the Lions fans that are listening now, Jed, as we let you go, what's one thing, one sign in the first 15 minutes that if that it's going well, that watching on TV, that sort of a bit of an indication for those back home that the coaches are happy?
From a forwards coach, we're kicking straight, that helps.
Yeah, that's true.
When it's a game like this, it's contest. It's all in the contest. Who can win enough of the ball, get it in your forward line and keep it in your forward line? That's generally how these big games are played. That's how they like to play. It's how we like to play. So it's the 15 minutes. I mean, if the score's 0-0 after 15, I think both clubs will probably take it, to be honest. But it'd be nice to get a little jump out early, but I mean, the last two times we've played Melbourne, we've been up by 20 points at halftime both times.
Yeah.
And lost by 20. So the first 15 at the end of the day probably doesn't mean a great deal. It's what happens in the back half of the game if you're in touching distance at halftime.
Yeah. Now, we're looking forward to it. It's a big one. First versus second, and as you said, what bigger stage than the MCG, particularly ahead of a probable final series. Thanks for your time on game day, and enjoy your relaxing day.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.